cover a few kickoffs today in practice. What special teams units have you worked in on? And do you feel like, you know, even though it's only been a few days here, that you might be able to contribute on Sunday?
All four. I'm a core guy, you know, and whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do. You know, O'Brien, as soon as I got here, you know, he's meeting with me, and I'm doing extra work with him just to get caught up to speed, because they want me to go this weekend, and I want to go this weekend. You know, I don't like missing games, you know, whether I'm new or not. You know, I want to play, and if I have to play all four special teams, no defense, or all four special teams, a little bit of defense, whatever that means, you know, I'm going to do it. You know, I love this game, and teams is something I do pretty well, you know, so I'm looking to get out there in all four.
You did mention having the study catch up soon. How much different so far is this defense than what you're...
I've never seen anything like this defense before, and that's just me being, I'm a 4-3 guy, I'm 225. You know, I've always played Will outside linebacker, and now they move me inside, doing some stuff inside, you know, not... I don't know if I'm going to stay there or, you know, that's going to be my role, but this week it is, you know, playing against Denver. It's different, you know, terminology is different, communication is different, the alignment in front of him is different, you know, never seen Vince Wilfork before, you know. I mean, I've seen him, but, you know, like a player like that before, you know, and the scheme we run. So, like I said earlier, you know, I've had 4 or 5 defensive coordinators in the last 4 or 5 years, so, you know, just catching on, you know, learning as fast as I can. Football is football at the end of the day. I just got to be able to communicate with all these guys in here.
How much of a learning curve is there then for you as you get adjusted?
It's pretty steep, but, you know, this is my 6th year, you know. I'm a pro. I like to consider myself a pros, you know, so it's my job to learn and get caught up, you know, and if I'm playing this weekend in Denver, I got to make sure I'm caught up by Saturday before the game. So, it's a lot to ask for, but, you know, it's a huge game, you know, it's a big game, and this league is very demanding, and, you know, as a pro, you got to be ready to play, and you got to be available, and you got to be accountable.
What are your thoughts on just being here in the first place, just the first couple days taking it in?
I haven't had too much time to think, to tell you the truth. You know, I've been thinking about our defense and playing kickoff and playing punt, you know. So I actually haven't had a chance to really soak it in. You know, after I do this stuff, I got to do something else. I got to do lift. I got to go to meetings, and I got to do extra studying, you know. So I haven't had too much chance to soak it in. You know, I said hi to Tom earlier. That was pretty cool. You know, first time actually speaking to him. But, you know, this is a great place to be. You know, I talked to Revis after he left last year. From Tampa, you know, he told me about, you know, the type of level that they demand here, and, you know, I could see that my first day, and I'm trying to stay at that high level.
Did you get any sense of that last year for the joint practices when you guys were here with Tampa Bay?
I practiced against New England in 2009, you know, so I can tell then, you know, the type of ship Belichick ran, and everybody wants to be. Maybe not wants to be the Patriots, but everybody knows what the Patriots are doing. That's for sure. They may not want to mimic exactly, but they know what they're doing. You know, they know what Belichick's doing. They know that, you know, they set the standard. We set the standard for wins. I say they because, you know, for my first 6 years, I've been looking at the Patriots like, okay, I see what y'all doing over there, just like everybody else. You know, so now to be a part of it, you know, it's pretty amazing.
How much do you welcome the opportunity to go from 1-6 to 6-2?
Do I really have to answer the question? I mean, I'm everybody. You know, we love to win. And as humans, you know, as human beings, it's tough. You know, to lose week in and week out. You know, and I wish nothing but the best for Tampa. And I do hope they can turn it around and get some wins. You know, because it's really tough. You know, this is our job. You know, as professional football players. You know, and you know to go. 2 years ago, you know, with Shiano, we went, you know, winless for the first 2 months of the season, and that was pretty bad. You know, that was very tough. And, you know, for a group of guys, you know, 53, 61 guys, you know, on the roster, to stay united and stay, you know, motivated is very tough. And I think we did that, you know, pulling some games out at the end. You know, but getting here, it's just a different feel. You know, I talked to Kevin Anderson yesterday, and he said the worst season he's had is 10-6, and I'm like, wow. Like, that is absolutely amazing. You know, and I played in New Orleans my first 4 years. I won a Super Bowl. I've been in the playoffs a few times. And, you know, it's a great feeling to win. You know, I feel like when you win and everything's going right, you know, you go home, you're smiling, you know, you're playing with the kids. You know, sometimes when you lose, you might not go home with a smile. You know, it's pretty tough. So, you know, in this league, I think a lot of people have said it, winning is everything, you know, and or winning is life. I mean, that's just how it is, you know, and when you're not winning, you get shipped out. And that's just how it is.
Did you talk a little bit about the Patriots?
Not really about New England, but I did talk to Dane Fletcher. He kind of gave me a little heads up what I was getting myself into, and I actually been texting him probably the most from just checking up. He's like, "Hey, what's going on? How's it over there?" I'm like, "You know what's going on over here. How's it going over there?" You know. But you know, Dane's a great guy, you know, and he kind of gave me a heads up, and you know, he let everybody know that what type of place New England was, you know, before, you know, I even thought about, you know, coming.